This year's Community Broadcasting Association of Australia conference kicked off in Hobart this week, hosting community media from across the country. The conference was focused on AI as a tool to support broadcasters, as well as fundraising strategies to bolster the sector's financial sustainability. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan attended the conference and spoke with CBAA CEO John Bissett.
Look, we've got 350 community radio stations and television station people here, learning from each other, listening to sessions and learning how they can do their things better. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So this year's topics from the conference are focused on an AI and fundraising. So we'll go first with AI. How is AI becoming critical in our sector?
AI is has come from nowhere real well. Probably hasn't come from nowhere, but in the last 2 years, things have fundamentally changed. And I think AI brings challenges and brings opportunity, and I think we have to be very careful around how we're using AI. You know, we don't want AI to be replacing humans. AI can bring in various biases. But in saying that, AI also brings us opportunities, and I think, I'm personally using AI in my work that's saving me time, enabling me to do other things that are possibly more productive than writing emails or doing some research, so that's fantastic. And I think radio stations have a real opportunity to use it for research or for making editing more quicker and all those sorts of things.
Now, as I mentioned, there's another topic touching the conference about fundraising and sponsorship. It's been heavily as well on that. You mentioned it earlier. Why is it so important for community media to diversify revenue in this sense?
Repeatedly, when we talk to community radio stations, the number one challenge is around revenue. It's how do they keep income coming in that enables them to sustain their operations and to grow the radio station. You know, two key areas of revenue are sponsorship or advertising, as others might know it. And it's getting harder and harder. And, you know, that's not just community radio, that's commercial radio. And everyone out there is finding advertising and sponsorship getting harder and harder. So there's been a lot of learnings around how stations can improve that and bring in some more money to sustain their operations. And similarly with fundraising. Donor support of community radio stations is absolutely critical. And this conference has really had some great sessions that are showcasing how stations can do that better. And it's vital, you know, over COVID, for example, you know, sponsorship went down as businesses were all affected, but fundraising stayed steady and stable. And I think that shows why diversification is important. You can't just rely on one funding source. You've got to have multiple to help station weather storms and downturns and all those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. A few years ago, the sector developed the roadmap 2033. Where's the sector located at this point, according to the roadmap?
The roadmap was launched in October 2023, so 2 years ago. We're 2 years in, we've got nine to go, I think, and maybe we're not as far as we'd like to be on the road to 2033, but I think we are progressing. There's a lot of collaboration happening around the sector, which was one of the key things. We're looking at you asked me before about revenue, we're looking at revenue models and how we can help stations do that better. We're looking at services like CBAA in recent years has launched Community Radio Plus app, and Community Television has launched Community Television Plus app in the last couple of years. And those are just examples of how the sector's coming together and doing things collectively, which is one of the priorities of the roadmap. So a long way to go, but we are on that path.
My last question. Some years ago, the community radio sector was kind of struggling, you know, with previous governments and all that. Now it seems to be in a better place, hopefully. Correct me if I'm wrong. But how do you see the future of the sector? What's the future work CBAA will do to support community media?
Roadmap 2033 talks about community radio being at the heart of every community. And that's really our vision for the next 10 years or now 8 years. What we really want to make sure is that radio stations throughout the country are providing news and information to their audiences, which is what our audiences tell us is the main reason they listen, providing access to Australian music and enabling audiences to discover new artists out there and help the music industry continue to thrive in Australia. So I think it's what we want to do is help community radio take the next step. You know, 20 years ago, we were broadcasting only, a radio station was broadcasting only on AM or FM. Now we're on AM or FM, we're probably on DAB+, we're streaming on the internet, we're making podcasts, we're probably doing more news and current affairs. you know, have to be on Facebook, we have to be on Instagram, and we're doing a lot more. And I think the future is going to be more about how does a radio station and ensure that we're in the places that listeners want to listen to us.
John Bissett from CBAA there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.